in my heart, and that's, it fills it up a little bit.
9 years after a drunk driver took her daughter's life, a Bay Area mom is seeing her daughter's name live on, and that's thanks to a land sale by a loving neighbor.
She was like a child to me. I want her name to be there. I want it to be forever.
And they are vibrant candy colors disguising a day of deadly danger. The warning from California health leaders tonight, especially to parents and schools. And a sigh of relief for a South Bay woman attacked over her headscarf. In just the 24 hours since we brought you her story, the suspect has been arrested.
It makes me feel so much better because I wasn't the only one who she attacked.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello. Let's begin tonight with a small bit of comfort for a grieving Bay Area mother who lost her daughter 9 years ago today. Christina Chesterman of Livermore was hit by a drunk driver while she was away at college. KPIX5's Katie Nielsen shows us the new way her memory lives on in the neighborhood where she grew up.
A mother's love.
She was such a family person. You know, it just reminds me of how important the family was to her.
You can hear the pride in Sandra Chesterman's voice as she talks about her daughter, Christina. Christina grew up in Livermore with a love of helping people and animals and the color pink.
These are like genuine smiles. You know, she's really happy and she just loved life.
But as Sandra found out, the only emotion more powerful than love is grief. At 21 years old, Christina was a second-year nursing student at Chico State, and on September 22, 2013, as she was riding her bike home from the library, she was hit and killed by a drunk driver.
I don't want people to remember the day that she died. I want people to remember all the days that she lived.
My God, I haven't seen you in the longest time.
That's where Rose Smith comes in.
It seems like forever. Oh, goodness gracious.
She and her late husband, Chuck, owned the ranch behind the Chesterman's house.
Christina came over daily, right after school.
When they sold the land to a developer a year and a half ago, they put one stipulation in place. The street into the neighborhood had to be named after Christina.
She was like a child to me. I want her name to be there. I want it to be forever.
The city of Livermore installed the street sign just last week, Bella Christina Lane, a sign that's visible from Christina's bedroom window, a permanent memorial to a daughter who was taken too soon, and a mother still reeling from an unimaginable loss.
There's a hole in my heart, and that's, it fills it up a little bit and takes that away a little, just to know that her memory will go on.
In Livermore, Katie Nielsen, KPIX5.
What a gift from that neighbor. The driver who hit Christina served 7 years in prison for her death, and after he got out, he was arrested again on federal drug charges. He will be sentenced next month. There is a push underway for new technology in cars that could help prevent DUI tragedies like Christina's. The National Transportation Safety Board is now recommending that all cars sold in the U.S. be equipped with alcohol impairment detectors, and this may be in the form of breath sensors or touch sensors.
30 people a day in the United States of America are going to die because of impaired driving. This technology is going to help us prevent that.
Restaurant and beverage trade groups have opposed this move, saying people may not be able to start their cars after having a drink with dinner. Well, some repeat DUI offenders here in California already have to install interlock ignition devices on their cars. Okay, on to a warning tonight. The state health department is out with a new warning about rainbow fentanyl. It's that brightly colored opioid, and it's been found here in the Bay Area. Public health leaders are warning schools about it. They're concerned it might be targeted to children and young people. Rainbow fentanyl, it comes in various colors, shapes, and sizes, and you can see how it resembles sidewalk chalk or even candy. We have an update now on a story we first brought you yesterday. It's about a South Bay woman who was attacked while she was wearing a hijab. And today we learn the female suspect has been arrested. KPIX5's Kit Doe caught up with the victim, who has been waiting for weeks to hear this very news.
So it turns out Mountain View police were canvassing homeless encampments and shelters looking for the suspect, a Tusa Biglari. Word got out, and so she turned herself in.
It makes me feel so much better because I wasn't the only one who she attacked.
We caught up with Yasmin Abukhder, speaking from her new home in Florida. From day one, she's been outspoken in her pursuit of justice.
This is very important to me. I want this to make an impact, and I want this to change something, because it's not okay, and I don't want it happening again.
Back in July, Yasmin was walking along Castro Street in downtown Mountain View. Her brother helped demonstrate how Big Lari suddenly approached her from behind.
She tapped the back of my shoulder. She grabbed both of my arms. She pinned me against the wall. So she's sitting there choking me, and I'm like, help me. Like, I'm literally talking like that. I'm like, help me, help me.
A gathering crowd stopped the assault, but Yasmin says Big Lari continued on a verbal tirade.
You are a terrorist. You hacked me. And I was like, I did what?
What is wrong with you?
Yasmin actually filmed Big Lari trying to escape on a bicycle, flipping off the crowd as she left. A few moments later, Big Lari was arrested and charged with battery with a hate crime enhancement, but was released the same day. The 43-year-old then failed to appear for her arraignment, and the judge issued a bench warrant for her arrest.
Which I was.
Big Lari, who was homeless, is now undergoing a psychiatric evaluation to see if she's fit to stand trial.
To attack someone because of their religion, their sexual orientation, or their ethnicity is deeply un-American.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen says if the case goes to trial and Big Lari is found guilty, he'll ask the judge to assign volunteer work and classes in addition to jail time and fines.
Just because someone has some issues with mental illness does not mean that they're not still responsible for their conduct.
She will get justice, and so that's what I'm hoping for. That's what my gut feeling is, that something good is going to happen out of this. I put a lot of effort into it, and I feel like a good outcome is going to come out of this.
Kit Doe, KPIX 5.